This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. A fine friend of the show, if you will, and a very huge credit union advocate at that, Mr. George Hoffheimer from Hoffheimer Strategy Advisors. George, good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you, Mike. How's everything been going?
Going all right. We've been a lot of airport time this year so far, but it's all good. We get to get out there and see all our friends and stuff again. So it's a lot of fun talking to really smart, cool people. So yeah, keeping this industry moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's nice. It's nice that we can actually get together. So
I agree.
I think a lot of us have probably even forgotten what it was like years ago. So
I know. Let's take that and compartmentalize it and put it over there somewhere. So yeah. Hey, word has it that you're gonna go for a bike ride again.
So, yeah, another one. Gonna a little bit more ambitious this time. For those thanks to you and a bunch of other people supported the 2021 ride across the US on the southern tier from San Diego to Florida this year. I'm gonna be joined by my lovely wife Carrie. We're going to bike Anacortes, Washington to Dewey Beach, Delaware, which is where my parents live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And similarly, we're going to do some fundraising along the way.
Right on. Yeah. And so, yeah, share with me real quickly about the fundraising aspect of it, because this is just as important, if not more important, than the bike ride itself.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely essential. Two charities that I'm working on behalf of, both credit union affiliated. One is extremely important to the industry. It's the Children's Miracle Network and the Children's Miracle Hospitals, specifically through a program that is being spearheaded by Tansley Stearns, President and CEO of Community Financial Credit Union in Detroit, where she has brought together the states of Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin together to hold a fundraiser similar to the one that you have in California around a wine, kind of a wine fundraiser, with the proceeds of that going to support mental health services to children in those states through Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So that's one of the charities. The second one is the Chartway Promise Foundation, which is the foundation that is supported by Chartway Federal Credit Union, which is headquartered in Virginia, but also has operations in Houston, Texas, and Utah as well. And they help support just for kids that are going through some of the toughest times of their life through really difficult medical procedures. And been to their events a number of times, and it's a very worthwhile organization. And just really happy to be able to support them.
Good deal.
Along the way.
Good deal. Good. Yeah. And such worthy causes indeed. And it's all credit union backed as well. So that's just the icing on the cake there. So let's get to the ride itself. You say you're traveling from Washington State to Delaware State. So what, why go the northern tier this time? Why not do a repeat on the southern part of the U.S.?
No offense to people in Texas, but I've seen enough of Texas.
It's a big state.
No, I mean, you know, it's with that ride and then also with this ride, it's just going through parts of the country that I've never spent much time in. So really looking forward to, you know, looking and biking through the Cascades, parts of the Rockies. We're going to go through Glacier. I'm kind of excited about North Dakota. I've spent a few days there through credit union work in Fargo in October, where I got snowed in on a blizzard. So hopefully that won't happen. you know, just to kind of see a different part of the country and, you know, just have a little bit of an adventure while my body can still take it.
Yeah, you're going to see a different part of the country up close and personal, as you did on your previous tour. Because so you mentioned this time your wife Carrie's going to be joining you on this adventure. Yeah. So how's that going to work? Are you guys going to be like on a tandem bike and you're going to be riding in the front? Or I'm just kidding.
Most likely she'll be way out ahead of me. She's a really amazing athlete. She's a Ironman finisher and has finished probably 30 or 40 marathons.
Good grief. Wow.
And yeah, so she's a good biker. So we're gonna have all of our own gear and all our own equipment. We're gonna be riding along together, and it'll be nice. You know, as we were talking before, you know, both you and I travel quite a bit, and it'll be nice just to have some time with Carrie in the plains of North Dakota, and maybe, you know, hopefully we won't run out of things to say to each other.
I don't think so. No, that sounds like oh my gosh, that sounds like such an adventure, you know, but all for a good cause. So I want to ask you, any lessons learned from the first time around that you're going to apply the second time around? Any lessons, you know, any lessons that you're going to like, hey, you know, I'm not going to do that again. So let's do this. Let's based on your experience. Yeah,
I think if it starts snowing, I won't bike. I'll try and seek shelter.
that's important.
Yeah. Hopefully that won't happen since we're leaving in June, but you never know, cascades or whatever. And I think, just be kind to yourself. You know, this is not a race. This is truly just like a very strange way to travel across the United States. You know, I was talking to some people about it, and, somebody mentioned to me, he's like, you know, George, you can just fly from Seattle to Delaware if you really want. So just being kind to yourself and just taking advantage of a time, and, you know, feel very fortunate to be able to do this. And then I think that, you know, the second thing is the work with the charitable organizations is really just such a motivator. Those tough days when you just kind of want to, you know, pack it up and just head home. That kind of keeps you rolling, just because you know that you're raising money on behalf really worthy charities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of accountability there for sure, but talk about a motivating factor. So yeah, that would definitely be the fuel to your fire to get across some of those more difficult stretches, if you will. So are there any, speaking of difficult stretch, are there any challenging sections, do you know? Because I know you're a big planner, so you have things mapped out very, very well. So anything like, I'm gonna do that?
Yeah. I haven't been able to sleep for a month because the first 2 weeks involves crossing over the mountains, which includes five big mountain passes pretty much within the first week. Then a little bit of a reprieve through parts of Idaho, and then we hit Glacier, which, you know, hopefully some of the roads will be open, but the infamous going to is just open for bicyclists for certain times of the day.
And oh wow,
hopefully snow will be cleared by then. So, you know, it's elevation gains on one side, and then on the other side, you know, once you hit the plains, the dreaded headwinds, even though we're traveling west to east, there's about a 1/3 chance that it'll hit you from behind, hit you in the face, or hit you on the side. So, you know, those are, you know, kind of unforgiving circumstances, but once again, we'll just be kind to ourselves and just keep on going through, not a race.
Yeah. Be patient indeed. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for I'm glad you're doing this again, because it's so much fun to kind of travel with you vicariously, you know, and see all these stops that you go to and the people that you meet along the way, and just again seeing the country really intimately. So it's pretty cool to see. So having said that, so how can people follow you, George? Are there Instagrams or TikTok videos, if it's still available in the US? Who knows what's going to happen with that? But
It's not going to be available when we go through Montana, I think.
That's right.
It's outlawed there. I'm not on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'll send you a link, so if people want to follow. And then we have this thing called Track My Tour, which just allows us to drop pictures specifically where we are, and people can kind of see and follow our progress as well.
I remember the last time around, it was really fun seeing you in these different parts of the country and the people that you would meet. And you actually met up with this whole other group of bikers. And so you guys went, you know, halfway across the country all together. So that was kind of a cool little surprise. So yeah, it was really fun following you.
Yeah. And I think a couple of those guys are going to be joining for parts of the ride as well. So that's nice. Yeah. Really people I never would have met before. Just good friends, and looking forward to hanging out with them again.
Indeed. All right, sir. Let's see here. Anything else? Oh gosh. So when does it start? When's the start? Do you have a start date and a semi end date, I guess?
Yeah. So we board the Amtrak train here in Wisconsin a week from today, June 1st.
Okay.
Or no, May 30th. Sorry, May 30th. Gets us to Seattle on June 1st, and then we're probably going to leave from Anacortes, which is just north of Seattle, and dip our tire into the Puget Sound, motion on June 3rd. I've got a bunch of spreadsheets to estimate how much time it'll take. I think it's going to take a little over 2 months. So okay. Probably early to mid August is when we arrive in Delaware, where my parents live.
Because I was wondering what the Delaware was. Why Delaware? Yeah. Why not like Maine or something? But hey.
That's where it's supposed to end, but that's 1,000 miles longer. And we thought it would be good to have some home cooking for mom and dad.
Exactly. I second that strategy indeed, sir. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Hi, George. Anything else to add here? Because I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm really excited. Yeah. And I'm bummed that I don't get to see you when you start out again, because the last time you were here in San Diego, so I got to go down to the beach and watch you dip your back tire in the Pacific there and see you off. So this time I'll be watching from afar. But best of luck to you and Carrie. So I'm really, really excited for you guys.
Yeah, thanks. And send Twinkies. I know that when you saw me at the beginning of the last ride, you gifted me a Twinkie, which actually came in handy that first day. So I'll be thinking about you, but encourage everyone, and I'll send you the link for if anyone helping support some of these really great charities. Send you the link. And that's always really, like I said, really helpful, not obviously to me, but obviously to the charities as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah, really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, last time you raised $40,000. So that's a pretty good significant chunk of change. So well done on that.
Yeah, and we just I just announced the fundraising last week, and we're already up to almost $10,000.
For you. Yeah, I was just on it last night. So yeah, you guys are doing well already. So all right, man. Well, I'm gonna let you get going. I know you got some sit-ups and push-ups and some stuff to do, some apples to eat, things like that, maybe some pasta, some carbo loading.
Ice cream and beer.
Ice cream, all right. And those Twinkies. Yeah, the ice cream and the Twinkies. That'll get you over those Cascades easily. So yeah. Alrighty, sir. Well, cool. We'll be watching, and let us know if you need anything along the way.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mike. Take care.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.